AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the war in Iran is very close to over. This comment came from clips of an interview that's set to air tomorrow on Fox Business Network's Morning with Maria. The president also told the New York Post that a second round of talks could happen over the next 2 days in Islamabad. In other news, a woman in California says she was raped by Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell in 2018 and now plans to make a report to law enforcement. Lana Drews says the assault happened at a hotel in Southern California.
I did not consent to any sexual activity, although I did not undergo a rape kit at the time. I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me.
Her allegation comes a day after Swalwell said he would resign from Congress following other allegations of sexual misconduct, including at least two other alleged incidents of non-consensual sex. Swalwell has denied the allegations. The seven-term lawmaker dropped out of California's governor's race on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a surprise twist on day one of Harvey Weinstein's retrial on rape charges.
In a surprise move on day one of Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, before jury selection even began, prosecutors suggest they might introduce new evidence, a remark the one-time Hollywood producer allegedly made to a court officer 6 years ago. According to the assistant DA, that officer heard Weinstein say, "If you had seen these girls, you would have done the exact same thing." Weinstein's lawyers are urging the judge to keep any mention of the supposed remark out of his upcoming retrial, where jurors will weigh whether he raped Jessica Mann in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013, which Weinstein denies. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A multi-vehicle crash shut down a Colorado highway today. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Officials say crashes involving about 70 vehicles bottlenecked a section of a snowy Colorado highway Tuesday. 8 people were hospitalized. 1 person sustained serious bodily injuries. The Colorado State Patrol says the massive pileup prompted officials to close the eastbound side of Interstate 70 in Clear Creek County, about 50 miles west of Denver. Video images show multiple semi-trucks involved, with debris lining the roadway, fronts of vehicles smashed, and at least one vehicle balanced partially off the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Forecasters are warning that storms could bring giant hail, tornadoes, and severe wind gusts to the plains and Midwest again this afternoon and evening, a day after severe storms damaged communities across the region. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.